CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend. Ekaterina is in Moscow reporting on the Russian economy today. The World Bank says contraction in 2023. Yes, but all sectors are not the same. So I tell a story that I've learned over these last weeks, Ekaterina, to see if you've heard similar stories of opportunity. Russian energy, oil in particular, the oil price cap beginning in the beginning of December of 2022 limits what people can pay for Russian oil. I'm told that there are enterprising men and women in the Indo-Pacific, India is mentioned in particular, but anywhere in the Indo-Pacific, who lease an older oil tanker, buy oil from Russia, from its ports either in the Pacific or in the Baltic, buy oil from Russia at a deep discount, take it to the refineries in India, and turn it into gasoline, load it back onto their tankers, and sell that gasoline at market price. Arbitrage in a roundabout way. Have you heard similar stories of opportunities of Russian energy, oil and gas, being bought and resold for profit?
Well, in fact, I don't think that Russian media is writing very wildly about this. The only case that I heard was about India, for example. But anyhow, we see that there should be something. During the last period, we saw that Russia has increased the oil sales. And I think that a couple of days ago, the media also noted that this month, and especially the previous week, was a record of Russian export of oil by sea. We shouldn't forget that it was exactly under the sanctions from the 5th of December. And instead of seeing the picture that Russia is not selling the oil by sea, we see very opposite picture. We see that Russian sales of oil by sea have increased during the last week. The Baltic Sea and the Black Sea have recorded the increased logistics in that area. And, of course, it means that something is happening. Russia has to sell oil because a lot of profit from the oil sales come to the Russian budget. And then it is distributed to the regions and to the people we were talking about this from the beginning. And of course, there are countries that still have to buy Russian oil, that still have dependence on Russian oil and Russian oil products and so on. So I think that this scheme is very, very possible. And this is exactly how countries are going to try to avoid the sanctions and try to bypass the sanctions. The trade is going on, and the factories and the industry still need to work, even in Europe. So this is a paradox and very interesting one.
Life in Moscow, for the customer, for the client, for the people who live there, the residents. We talked some weeks ago, perhaps months ago now, about the malls and the Western franchises that have left the malls. Are the malls lively again? Are people shopping? Are those storefronts being filled up, or are they still empty?
Of course, Russians are shopping, and we just had a very long season, festive seasons for the new year and Christmas. And of course, there were a lot of sales and a lot of products and so on. I don't see any difficulties of any of supplying the stores. We see that there are a lot of shops now. The new shops are coming to Russia. But the most interesting thing that still the shops, the European shops, for example, and chains like Zara and Bershka, they are still closed, but they still keep their places. When you go to the store, you see these shops and they are just closed, but they don't move and nothing is happening inside, not outside. And it's a very interesting question why they still continue to pay the rent, for example, for the stores. But Russia is going on. It's still getting all the products that it needs to the moment. For example, we could, for the new year, I could receive a gift from the Father Frost, as we call him, not Santa Claus. It was the latest iPad. And it sounds that everything is going like it should be.
All right. Final detail then. The food stores. Are you seeing a price spikes in any fashion in food stores, or are they still modestly priced? I'm looking for inflation. We have about a minute.
Yeah, sure. I know inflation, it's the major problem in many countries. And of course, Russia also facing some inflation. But the pace of inflation is not so high. For example, I would like to say that maybe in the summer and autumn I saw the high inflation, and right now everything becoming calmer.
Ekaterina Zolotova for Geopolitical Futures, an analyst. She's in Moscow, reflecting here at wintertime how Russia has adapted to the sanctions, to the embargoes, to the war fighting, to the shortages, and finding ways to around the restrictions. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.